From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, had a close call today when his vehicle narrowly missed being hit by a roadside bomb explosion in the southern part of that country. Hill was not hurt. He was traveling in a State Department convoy of armored SUVs after meeting with local political leaders. President Obama is urging Americans to give his economic stimulus plan more time to work in the face of the stubborn recession. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
In an op-ed piece posted early today on the Washington Post's website, the president acknowledges his $787 billion stimulus program won't return the economy to full health, but he says it is breaking the economy's free fall. He reminds Americans that from the beginning it was a two-year program and insists it will continue to save and create jobs as it builds momentum over the summer and into the fall. Mr. Obama called on Americans to have patience, to look beyond the rising unemployment figures and soaring budget deficits, and let his plan work. Republicans charge the president's stimulus plan has been too expensive and not all that effective. Some economists say the stimulus package should be larger, but there's little enthusiasm for a second round of stimulus spending in Congress. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The president spoke by phone with his Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor, from the Oval Office today, on the eve of the start of her Senate confirmation hearings. Mr. Obama wished her well in the hearings. The White House says he also expressed confidence she will be confirmed and serve on the high court for many years to come. NASA has postponed the launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour for a fourth time. Stormy weather forced cancellation of tonight's scheduled launch. Another attempt will be made tomorrow. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
Thunderstorms and lightning formed near Orlando and then drifted toward the Space Shuttle's seaside launch pad. The poor conditions were too close to the shuttle's emergency landing strip. That violated NASA safety rules and prompted another launch scrub. NASA Launch Director Pete Nikolenko told Endeavour Commander Mark Polansky about the decision.
The weather, unfortunately, did not cooperate with us. What we'd like to do is we're going to have to declare a scrub and try to bring the team back for another attempt.
And we understand, and we'll be ready.
The astronauts are trying to deliver the last section of Japan's Kibo lab on the International Space Station. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Gasoline prices have registered their most significant decline since last December over the past 2 weeks. Prices at the pump have dropped about 10 cents a gallon to a national average of $2.56 for self-service regular. Industry analyst Troby Lundberg says the decline was expected because crude oil prices have been falling.
Crude oil fell twice as much as gasoline did. About half the cut went to motorists, and about 25% each went to refiners and retailers.
Lundberg says she expects gasoline prices to drop even further in the coming weeks. This is NPR News from Washington. Committee chairmen in both the Senate and House are pledging to begin investigations into a secret CIA counterterrorism program that the Bush administration did not disclose to Congress for nearly 8 years. Former Vice President Dick Cheney allegedly ordered the program to be kept from lawmakers. But GOP Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire said such probes would undermine the morale and capacity of the CIA to gather intelligence. In Canada, new laws and better enforcement appear to be reducing the sale of pirated movies and videos. Dan Karpinchuk has the story.
Canada's reputation for video piracy has changed significantly in less than a year. When California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger visited Canada more than a year ago, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said he would bring in new laws to combat video piracy. Until then, Montreal and Calgary were considered among the worst offenders, with a large amount of pirated movies emerging from those markets. But three arrests, tougher security at movie houses, and more frequent police crackdowns on shops that sell pirated DVDs have had the desired effect in quelling film theft. Officials say neither Montreal nor Calgary have since been linked to any pirated movies. Only a couple of years ago, Hollywood alleged that 20% of the world's pirated films shown in movie theaters came from Canada, costing the industry hundreds of millions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A bus carrying a church youth group from Louisiana overturned on a highway in Mississippi today, killing one teenager and injuring nearly two dozen others. The driver of the bus lost control after one of the tires blew out, and the bus rolled over three times before coming to rest on its side. A group of National Guard troops was nearby and rushed to the scene. Witnesses say the guardsmen managed to actually lift the bus wreckage so two passengers could be rescued. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.